And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Christy Lichty, who is the program director over at Cité des Arts, and Michael Scott Myers, who is the founder of Cane Fire Film Series. I think we can say founded now. You've been doing it for how long now,
exactly
Michael?
Exactly a year.
Exactly a
this
year.
This is our anniversary screening.
Okay, it's become a brand now, I think, around here, Cane Fire Film Series.
That'd be nice.
And you're here to talk about a change in venue and a kind of a summer series that you're having over at Cité des Arts. And Christy, along with all the other staff at Cité, as usual, are being very generous and opening their arms to creative endeavors.
Yes, we're really excited about it, actually. I love documentary films and all kinds of good film, independent film, foreign film, and it's been a dream of mine to have more of it at Cité. For a while, we had Crystal Place doing the station films at Cité, so we're very happy to welcome the Cane Fire Film Series.
And, Michael, you decided to have a sort of a short summer series because throughout the year it's been really once a month.
Yeah, we were doing it once a month at Light, and we'll probably do some more at Light in the fall. But we're going to move it over to Cité during the summer because it's a little more intimate. I don't have to fill up, you know, 165-seat theater. And the sound quality is great. The screen's great. They have a brand new Blu-ray player and projector. And we did a screening in March over there, Ferlinghetti, which you are aware of. And it was really good. It turned out really good. It looked really good. Everyone enjoyed it. So I wanted to bring some more over this summer and maybe do a little more screenings there. So we're going to do six screenings starting this Sunday through August, probably over at Cité.
And are these all documentaries?
No.
Okay.
We're doing – the next two are documentaries. We're going to do a classic film, and then we're going to do an animated film in August, and then probably a drama, a foreign film drama in mid-August.
Okay, so a real wide range of film styles. But you did mention, Christy, you know, you really like documentaries, and certainly that does seem to be kind of the genre du jour. So many great filmmakers making documentaries about subjects. And what is that? Why do we hear – I mean, obviously documentaries have been made for a long time, but it seems to be quite a fashion to make documentaries.
I think Ken Burns has a lot to do with that. He kind of put – documentaries back on the map as commercially. I mean, even though he's working at PBS, people saw these series he's done and kind of fell in love with them. And documentary film has really kind of taken off in the past, I don't know, 15 years, and has become a much more viable commercial endeavor. And if you look in the major markets, a lot of these high-end good documentaries are making it to the theater, actual theaters now.
I'm glad you said that because I really wouldn't have made that connection, but you're right because it really became a different kind of art form with Ken Burns.
Yes.
You know, even to the point of some of the parodies and I guess it was on the Apple Mac, didn't they have a Ken Burns effect? You
mm-hmm.
could sort of
mm-hmm.
do that with
mm-hmm.
all your films. So, yeah, he really did make it more commercially viable, even though it was on PBS, that it became something people would sit down and watch and really
and there
fall
were films,
in love with.
And there were films that came out in, you know, like Crumb, for instance, mm-hmm. was a big hit as a documentary, and some of these, I mean, not all of them are huge and successful, but every now and then you'll see one of those that'll pop out, and people just have to go see it. You know, Michael Moore is another one who probably had a major effect.
Sort of investigative documentary filmmaking. Well, Christy, what is it you like about documentaries?
Well, you know, I guess a lot of what we do at Cité is storytelling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Plays. Poetry, we do improvisation. That's really fun. And when it's made up, it's fun. It takes you on a journey someplace you've never been. But a documentary is for real. It's real people doing real things. And it's usually surprising and pretty educational and sometimes really inspiring, mm-hmm. I think, to see what folks out there are doing or things that they investigated that you didn't really think about before. It gives you a whole new realm of things to think about. So that's why I love them.
Right. Yeah, it kind of sort of opens up the world and in many cases will remind you of something you may have known a little bit about or something in your past that you knew about, but it really brings it very clearly to the front. And that's what happened to me with this film that you're showing this weekend,
mm-hmm.
that you're screening,
mm-hmm.
Far Out Isn't Far Enough, the Tommy Ungerer story. And just saying that name, a lot of people may not immediately bring the, think, oh, I know who that is. But he illustrated a number of children's books that so many people know. Tell us a bit about the film, Michael.
Yeah, it's a documentary about Tommy. He's 81 years old now. He was a very successful children's book illustrator and author back in the 60s and 70s. Some of his books are The Three Robbers, Crick Tour, Adelaide,
Moon Man.
Mm-hmm. And these are all kind of iconic children's books of the 60s. He's a real character and a real he had a really brutal childhood. He grew up in near Strasbourg, France during World War II. He was forced to learn German because you could be arrested if you were speaking French. So after the war, he kind of escaped to New York with, I think he said, $60 in his pocket, and became kind of an ad person in New York, and then started in children's books. And because he's had so many interests in art styles, he actually started publishing some books of erotica at the same time he was doing the children's books. Yes, and this did not rub the children's book publishing people very well, and he was basically blackballed by the early 70s.
He also had some political activity too.
He did have political activity in the during the Vietnam War, because he was so incensed about the war. Mm-hmm. So and his posters are really iconic anti-war images now. Mm-hmm. But he was blackballed, and his books were taken out of the libraries, which at that time was the major source of financial. Children's books were sold to libraries because a lot of people didn't actually go out and buy children's books. This is kind of before paperback children's books existed. So you would go to the library and buy – so hundreds of libraries would buy these books. And so once he was thrown out of the libraries, he basically didn't have a career anymore. He moved to Nova Scotia.
Isn't he just so sad about that, tossing Crickdoor out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, really.
An innocent book.
Yeah, it's – I mean, looking back on it, it's sad, but at the time it was a scandal. Mm-hmm. And and once you see some of Tommy's erotic stuff, it's not just pictures of naked ladies. You know, it's pretty out there, and it's pretty bizarre, and it's, you know, I could see maybe at that time there was cause for concern, like, what the hell is this guy doing? You know, this guy is really out there. So but you know, he eventually settled in Ireland, and he's now making a comeback. They think they've reprinted almost all of his children's books, and he's kind of back on the scene. He wrote his first children's book in, I think, 30 years or something recently, about it's a dog that is born to a cat family called Flicks. And it also, as soon as it was published, it won an award.
And lots of other very well-known children's writers have really praised him very highly.
Yes.
And talk about him as one of the best children's
authors. Maurice Sendak was one of them. Mm-hmm. And he actually credits Tommy with a lot of – Tommy was the first person to kind of break the mold with children's books. You know, he didn't write about cute and cuddly animals and things like that. You know, he wrote about – you know, snakes and octopuses and ogres that ate children as a children's book and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was kind of a eye-opening experience. And, you know, Maurice, Where the Wild Things Are is about an island full of monsters. So he credits Tommy with a lot of that that turn in the children's literature.
Right. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Christy Lichty with Cité des Arts and Michael Scott Myers, who started Cane Fire Film Series a year ago. He has a summer series, be essentially once a week at Cité des Arts, rather than having to wait a whole month to see
they're going to be shorter intervals in between, yes.
That's right. We enjoy this summertime series that are in part documentary and other genres of films. The first one will be this Saturday at Cité des Arts. It is a documentary, as we've been talking about. Tommy Ungerer, Far Out Isn't Far Enough. And can people buy tickets there, or can you buy a season's pass? Or
you can purchase them at the door. Mm-hmm. And the film is actually Sunday night.
Sunday, I'm sorry.
Yes. Sunday night, we have a play in the house. So
you can go see the play, too, on Saturday,
you,
right?
You could see the play on Saturday.
Which
you
is Death Trap, which is very good.
Yeah, you could see the play on Sunday afternoon at 2 mm-hmm. and then come back and see the film at 7:30. But, yeah, you can purchase tickets at the door.
Yeah, you can purchase $10 tickets at the door. You can purchase advance tickets at Sitze beforehand if you want. Or you can go online and get an $8 ticket through PayPal. And all you need to do is send the funds to our email address, which is canefirefilmseries@att.net.
And do you have information on your Facebook page about that?
Yes. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/canefirefilmseries. I think if you Google Cane Fire Film Series, it'll come up.
Right. Yeah. So this Sunday, at Cité des Arts, 7:30, you can see the first in this summer film series, Far Out Isn't Far Enough, the Tommy Ungerer story. So if you are a big fan of any of those books, you may want to go find out more about this
sort of
interesting person.
Adult content, just to let you know.
Don't bring the children.
Because they do have some of the images, the erotic images in the film, and some smaller children may go, "What, mommy, daddy, what's that?"
Yes. And if you want to see just ahead of time, you can obviously Google it probably, and some of those images will come up.
Yeah, the trailer and the trailer is on the site. Okay.
All right. So you can look that up at Cane Fire Film Series or just search for Tommy Ungerer. So what do we have coming after Tommy Ungerer, another documentary?
Yes. The following week, July 7th, we're going to be screening a documentary film called A Girl and a Gun. And it's about women and guns and the new demographic of women and their purchasing of firearms.
Hmm.
And it's a film by Catherine Zerbic. It's brand new. I think it actually opens 2 days before we're showing it. And that's what the film's about.
And how does she approach this? I mean,
well, it's actually not an anti-gun film. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. It's a right down the middle, you know, here's the good thing about women owning guns, the empowerment, and then here's the things you have to watch out for when you decide to own a gun. So it's not left wing or right wing. It's just a presentation of what's
mm-hmm.
going on mm-hmm. and how it's being marketed to women and how women are accepting it. I know they do interview some people who have had experiences with guns and having to use it lethally and things like that and how it's affected them. But it's middle of the road. It's something that's not going to offend either side.
Mm-hmm.
It's more informative.
Well, in the press that I have read talks about how it's very surprising the characters you encounter. They're not what you would expect
in
a film like this.
Yeah.
They're the
girl next door, people next door, the housewife, and things like that.
Okay, well, that's A Girl and a Gun, and it's got a great poster. Sort of a crossed bullet and a tube of lipstick. 17 million women, one loaded issue. So that will be the following Sunday at Cité des Arts. So you can block your Sunday evenings off and just spend them in the cool, newly outfitted theater of Cité des Arts to watch these films. And 7:30 on the Sundays. So what happens next? I have a couple of films here, but maybe you can run down the list of
then we're going to do, let's see, July 21st, which is another Sunday, we're going to do something we call Cane Fire Classics. We're going to be, every couple of months, you're going to bring in a classic film. And we're going to start that off with Dr. Strangelove, a 1964 Kubrick classic, starring Peter Sellers in three roles, and George C. Scott, and Sterling Hayden, and Slim Pickens. And if you've never seen it before, you need to see it. And if you have seen it before, come out and see it on the big screen and laugh
harder.
A lot.
Laugh bigger.
Because it is perhaps the best dark comedy ever written.
Yeah, I think I remember showing my sons the film and they were just like stunned and couldn't pick themselves up off the floor laughing so hard at that.
It's great. So we're going to do that on the 21st of July. And then on August 11th, we're going to bring in a French animated film called The Painting. Which is originally a French film. I think we're going to bring the English version in. I got a chance to watch the movie, and as much as I like the French version, the animation is so spectacular in it that I think if I was reading subtitles, I might miss some of the animation. So I think I'm going to bring the English version in at this point, and you can dig the English and the animation without having to read the subtitles.
And give us just a little synopsis, because it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's about a painting. It's about a painting that comes to life, and the way it's broken down is it's an unfinished painting. In other words, the painter has left or has disappeared, and the characters within the painting have been broken down into three types of societies. There's the all-dones, which are characters that have been completed. There's the halfies, which have been halfway completed or just almost completed. And then there's the sketches, who are basically kind of stick figures who occupy the low rung of the society within the painting. And one of the all-dones is in love with a halfie. And they go in search of the painter outside of the painting to try and bring him back to finish the painting so everybody would be equal and everybody would be okay with each other. And things – it's fascinating because they fall into other different paintings within the studio, a painting about war, a nude, a self-portrait of the painter, and it's just – the animation is just spectacular and amazing, and it's a really interesting story.
Wow.
The French version is called Le Tableau, mm-hmm. and the English version is called The Painting.
Great metaphors for our society today.
Yes.
So what is the date of?
That'll be August, Sunday, August 11th.
Oh, you're really moving us through the summer fast.
Yes.
And what comes after that?
At this point, I think we're going to try and do a movie called The Hunt. And it's a German movie starring Mads Mikkelsen. It's a drama. Mads won Best Actor at last year's Cannes Film Festival for this movie. And it's about a man who is a teacher and is accused of molesting a child and how it destroys his life. And he's supposed to be fantastic in the role. And I believe it opens next week in New York, in Los Angeles, or at least New York. And we'll have it, I think, around August 25th, 24th or 25th, somewhere around there.
Well, that seems to be a hallmark of the series that you have. You're really bringing films that are just coming
yes.
out for the most part, except for your classics.
Yes.
But they're films that we're just reading about and like you said, opening in New York.
Yeah, I mean, the one we're screening actually tomorrow is we're actually going to screen it in Lafayette before San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Columbus, Ohio, Richmond, Virginia, all these – we're having it before them. So it's we're the main sort of – help me out here. The main priority of the festival is films you would normally not see in Lafayette, but you would see in Los Angeles or New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we don't have to go there.
But you don't have to go there.
That's
exactly.
Right.
A lot cheaper ticket.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in some cases, Cité and Cane Fire scooping so many of these other big cities.
Yeah, we're cutting edge, y'all.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you can mark it in your calendars essentially every Sunday evening through the summer.
Yeah, just keep your eyes on Sunday evenings at Cité.
All right, Sunday evening Cité, 7:30, and you can like Cane Fire on Facebook, mm-hmm. so you'll get all of the notices about.
Yeah, I'm posting
films.
usually something every day, either a review or a trailer or something about the series. So I keep it pretty fresh and going.
All right. So again, cutting edge films you wouldn't see unless you traveled or not for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what wraps up the summer? Was that the last one?
I think
the
Hunt? Things that I don't want to pile on too much because
okay.
I'm so busy juggling the ones we have now.
Yeah.
But I know in the fall I'm going to bring in another animated film if I can called Ernest and Celestine, which is another French animated film, which looks absolutely amazing. And I have my eye on some other things as the fall comes,
right.
which I'll keep a surprise.
And those will be outside of this summer series.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a name for the summer? Summer at Cane Fire?
We were going to call it Cité Sunday Cinema or something like that, but that hasn't been marketed that way yet.
Cité on Cane Fire. However you want to call it, it sounds like a fabulous summer series. Again, that is the Cane Fire film series during the summer once a week on Sunday evenings at Cité.
Yeah.
And it just adds to an amazingly busy summer at Cité, plays happening every week. Also, all of your summer workshops going on.
Yes.
I know we just spoke with Alice Wallace about the puppetry workshop.
Yes.
That is for adults.
We're so happy to have Alice around. She's so incredible. She's so talented. And I'm excited because now she is retired from teaching. So everyone else now has the opportunity to learn something from her. She does marbling, bead making, she makes puppets, she carves, she builds, and she will help you learn storytelling and actual puppetry. So that's really exciting to have.
Mm-hmm. There's also a film camp coming up too, isn't that correct?
Yeah, they're going to put you in the movies, starts this next week, and it goes each week in July, and you can do 1 week or more if you like. And it's for kids ages, I think, 8 through 15.
So you still have some places kids can sign up for that?
We do, and that's on our website. Mm-hmm. But the plays, during July, we have the incredibly funny Shane Gilbo doing Tuna Does Vegas. For most of the month. He's also going to slip in a couple of performances of Love Letters, which a lot of people really like. And then in August, we have a couple of new plays. And in September, we'll have an amazing show, She Stoops to Conquer, directed by Lauren Greenwhite. Mm-hmm. And she's building all original costumes. And that, for folks who don't know, that play came from, I think, 1780. So think spectacular costumes and a lot of buffoonery.
Right, and Lauren's been trained in costuming, and I think Alice Wallace is helping her with some of those costumes.
She did the rehearsal earlier.
Yeah, she did the rehearsal last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was really beautiful and very funny. So
another Facebook page to like, I guess, Cité, and you'll get notices about all of those wonderful events taking place. So it sounds like a great collaboration between these two creative efforts, and we're just so glad, and I know a lot of people really happy to have another film opportunity in our community. People love films, but for so long there was so few places where you could see
them. Yeah, they just don't show them in the theater anymore here.
Right.
So it's
we're
going to do it, yeah.
That's right. And thanks to Cité, we now have this beautifully outfitted theater. Now, I know a lot of people are going to wonder, do you have popcorn?
I do. And y'all, we got the big popcorn machine fixed. So we're not doing it in the microwave anymore. Now we're doing it in the big popcorn machine, like the real movies.
Oh, right.
And so that's been really fun.
Okay, so
yeah,
lots of
love
popcorn.
The concessions. This will be the first screening I've had, or second screening I've had with concessions, which is nice.
Light didn't have popcorn, wasn't it?
No, the theater's too nice. You can't have concessions at Light because it's just they can't clean that huge theater up. But Cité does have concessions.
If that prevented you from going to Cane Fire before,
no excuse,
obstacle is over with. Right. Popcorn now for all these great films. Some are documentaries, some are animated films, some are narrative fiction films, a great combination for this summer series. Starting this Sunday, the 30th of June, last day of June, a great way to really celebrate this the intensity of summer that we're all in now and sit in the cool theater of Cité. Anything else we need to know about Cane Fire? Any other events or ways to get involved?
I think that's about it. You know, just check out the website. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to call me or email me or whatever you want to do.
Right. Okay. Or you could call me at Cité, 291-1122.
And, of course, websites, Facebook pages.
That's right. We have a calendar on the website. I do I think that folks should maybe quick check the calendar before they come out. There are going to be a few Sundays where there won't be films. And we're going to try to do at least two a month. But you might want to check or call just before you come over, just to be clear.
Right. Yeah, there'll be flyers up around town, too. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And
flyers on the Facebook page, too. Well, thank you both, Christy Lichty from Cité des Arts and Michael Scott Myers, founder of Cane Fire Film Series. The summer series starts this Sunday at Cité with Far Out Isn't Far Enough, the Tommy Ungerer story. Thank you all both.
Thank you.